tell me, we've got the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination coming up, and how is Timmins marking this?
Okay, so Timmins, so we have the Timmins Together group of partners, which is a committee that consists of the school boards, the Timmins and District Multicultural Center, the Local Immigration Partnership, TDMC, and other stakeholders. We have the Ojibwe and Cree Cultural Center and the Cochrane District Social Planning Board. So as a committee, every year we have events to mark the day. Previously, we've had what we call the Night of Applause, where students who make a difference from different school boards were recognized for good behavior and being nice to other classmates, schoolmates. But this year, last year we had a virtual event, but this year we're having a symposium. And the theme that we are looking at is racial discrimination from awareness to action. We know that TEDC, we had just concluded diversity awareness project where you had the inclusion charter out there. So this time around, we want a situation where we come together to learn. Everyone talks about anti-discrimination, racism, and all of that. But beyond just knowing it, beyond the awareness, we want to take it into, like, educate ourselves on what to do, actions we can take to make Timmins more anti-discriminatory.
Yeah, so, not only talk the talk, but walk the walk, so to speak.
Exactly, exactly. So the symposium is for the day. So that is just one angle. That is the community aspect to it. So we're expecting different members of the community to attend so we can learn. We have Councillor Christian Murray, who will be our guest speaker. We also have all the panelists, and we'll be talking extensively on that topic. We also have the book reading. This is where the school boards come into play. The book reading will be taking place live at the Timmins Library. And the book will be read, which is titled All Are Welcome by Alexandra Penford. The book is very inclusive. It's one that can show students what reality looks like. What schools are beginning to look like in Timmins, where different cultures, different ethnicities are represented. And we are hoping that by this reading, students get to learn to be more inclusive, as I can see that the world is really more like this than maybe what they've learned elsewhere and what they should hope to look forward to.
So this is at the library. Will the classes be going to the library, or is this virtual?
The classes will be zoomed in live. So we have all four school boards will be zoomed in live to the library where the book reading will take place. So we have in Holly Rodriguez, who will be, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. The last name. Okay, so she will be reading the English version of the book. And we also have Mayor Michelle Boileau, will be reading the French version of the same book. So it will be happening at the library and a live Zoom, but we'll have like maybe one class come into the library while the reading goes on. So we have the French book reading will take place first at 1:45, and then the English book reading will take place at 2:15. Yes.
You also have nominations for the Human Rights Wall of Fame. Can you tell me about that, please?
Okay, so that's a staple. It's constant every year. It's one of the things that is an award that has come to stay, and it is sponsored by the city, but the committee is a selection committee. So we have nominations. We've opened nominations, yes. So we are calling on members of the community to nominate people, residents, who they know have made impacts in human rights, anti-racism activities at all levels, whether it's locally, regionally, provincially, or nationally. so these people can be nominated. So the form is pretty simple, just given details of what they think they've done and why they should be recognized. So we have the nominations open from on the 8th to the 29th. So I think that's ample time to get registry nominations coming. And then after the 29th, we will announce a winner. And the winners, if you come into the library building, you will see at the atrium, you see pictures of winners, past winners, and the plaques up there in recognition of their work, but the work that they've done within our community.
How would I nominate someone?
Yeah, so we have a Google link, a Google form. So I'll share the link with you. I don't know, but we will have the forms online on our different social media. The people can look on at the Timmins Local Immigration Partnership Facebook page. Also, it will be there on the Timmins and District Multicultural Facebook page, as well as all of our partners' Facebook pages. So the link to the Google form will be on there. So anyone who wants to nominate someone, all they have to do is just click on it, feel it, and send it. Yeah.
All right, I'll put the whole list of the partners on the web story.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add to any of this?
Yeah, so we encourage people to register for our symposium coming up. If anyone in the community who is interested can register. It's a free event and lunch will be served. It's from 11:30 in the morning, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's taking place at the Timmins Museum, which is a central location. So I would like them to register to attend. And then for the Wall of Fame, they should, if they know someone who is doing something amazing in the community, they can just, it's a way to like recognize them and encourage their good work. Try to nominate them.